Starting tomorrow night for another season is Constellations, which is something that Brett Bailey, Artistic Director at Third World Bun Fight, has put together. And it is a theatrical event where you go from fireplace to fireplace and a firekeeper entertains you with stories told in different ways. Brett, very good afternoon.
Hey, John. How's it going?
Very, very well indeed. And yourself?
Yeah, it's been nail-biting because the weather, man. I mean, like we just heard, you told us there's a 100-kilometer-an-hour wind this weekend, and there's like rain. So we've actually had to cancel Friday and Saturday night, postpone them until the following two Wednesdays. So it's just been a crazy day of rejigging everything.
Sorry. Not supposed to have this kind of weather at this time of year. And so just remind people, because this is the second time, I think, or was it the third time? Did you manage to get one in over the sort of Easter period earlier this year? I don't think you did.
No. We were hoping to do one at Woodfierce, but then Woodfierce was shelved because of COVID. So it's the second iteration. And so people gather, spectators gather. There's a capacity of 81 spectators per evening. And they gather at a point at about 7:30. And soon after that, the show kicks off, or the event kicks off. There's a string of 9 campfires along the Yisrafir in the wilderness areas. And each of the fires is hosted by a cultural icon from the Cape. And there are 3 different routes. So any group of people will traverse 3 of those fires, but they don't know who on earth they'll meet. They spend about 35 minutes at each fire. And then everybody's on their way home by 10 o'clock.
And no choice. I mean, if you look at the custodians who are there and you go, I want X, Y, and Z, you have to take potluck because you might get D, E, and F.
You won't even know who's actually on. I mean, you've got a sense of if you've looked at the publicity material, you've got a sense of who the 27 are that will be featuring on various nights. But no, you have absolutely no idea.
Okay.
And I mean, I like it that way. You know, I love surprises. I really encourage people to, when they are divided, to go on separate routes so that when you're in the car with your partner or your family on the way home, you would have covered 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 of these different guardians. So it just makes it really, I think, it's just a surprise and interesting.
Are you using much the same collection of guardians as you did last year, Brett?
No, you know, my approach, I was in a sort of soft-focus mood last year because it was COVID and I felt like people needed to get a gift. And I brought in a lot of speakers. There were heritage specialists and counselors. But this time I've thrown the emphasis very much on performers. So there are performance artists like Jason Schmidt, Megan Hoddis, Tando Boni, the recipient of this year's Standard Bank Young Artist Award for theater. Nico Athene, there's a selection of musicians, Gary Thomas, Didu Plaitis, Money Grace, Jack Thomas, Tandeka Mfinyanga. There's poets, there's Rod Suskin thrown in for a bit of diversity. So I've retained 6 or 7 from last year, but the rest are all new people.
And look, I mean, obviously, if you know who Didu Plaitis is and you happen to get to his fire, you've got a rough idea of what you might get. And perhaps that's true of the musical guardians that you've selected for this year. The others, what kinds of experiences can, what does one call them, audience members, participants, what sort of experiences can they expect?
I made the theme this year Into the Woods. I'm fascinated with this notion of the woods. It permeates our own folk the folk stories from the West that we know, Hansel and Gretel, Sleeping Beauty. And there's also a very strong feature in Xhosa folk stories, Xhosa insomis, where the wilderness is a constant threat. And, I'm very much a reader of people like James Hillman and Carl Jung and Joseph Campbell. I'm fascinated with this intersection between the unconscious and the forest, with mythology, folk stories, dreams. So I put as a challenge to all the guardians to work with this sense of what is in the woods. You are somebody who lives in the woods. Let your music come from that sense. Something is slightly irrational. There's nothing to pin down. Audiences might not exactly be able to know what that was about, but they are really fascinating things. Therefore, Pretorius is doing an extraordinary story about a a man from a small mining town who enacts a rather savage incident, which he plays out slowly. Megan Horowitz is there. I don't want to give too much away, but they're slightly bizarre, slightly surreal, sometimes slightly disturbing. With every route, when I curate a route, I make sure there's a musician on every route. There's somebody that's doing something kind of weird and wonderful and something that's really calm and ritualistic.
And that starts tomorrow night. Then there is a break Friday and Saturday because of the expected weather. And then we go along to Wednesday, the following two Wednesdays. But it's generally Thursday, Friday and Saturday. It's 180 Rand for a ticket. You get a glass of spear wine when you arrive. If you want to buy a mini picnic basket or a sunset picnic basket, you can do that as well. You can get further details from spear.co.za or thirdworldbunfight.co.za. And you can buy tickets via web tickets. And Brett, you've managed to get out of the country and tour, I think, France and Spain with Samson.
Yeah, we went to Barcelona and to Avignon. It was an extraordinary experience having to deal with COVID. Barbara Mathers, our company manager, had a real hectic time trying to pull the whole thing together. But we ended up there were I think 15 of us in the total party, or 17 of us, and we ended up spending 10 days quarantine in a lakeside resort in the French Alps, which was extraordinary. I mean, the privilege of being all living together, working together, eating together, and rehearsing together was just extraordinary for bonding. But the tour went really well, but it's very tricky, John, in the theatre industry, as you know. I mean, all the programs from international festivals from 2020 and 2021 have been shifted across to 2022, 2023. So to get international dates now is so, so difficult.
But at least you got some and you had an extraordinary experience and you're putting on an extraordinary experience for the next several weeks in that wonderful environment. Thanks very much to Brett Bailey, Artistic Director at the Third World Bun Fight and the man who's put together these experiences that are called, the sort of umbrella name for them is Constellations.